Post-structuralist theories of power. All the perspectives we have looked at so far say power can be understood by examining the structures in society. For example, Marxists say power can be understood by a type of economic base in a society. However, Foucault claims power lies outside of these structures. He has said that power operates in discourses rather than structures. A discourse is how we talk about something. An example of how power could be seen in society is through changes in society, such as feminism. At the start of the 20th century, women having the vote was a ridiculous idea. However, as more people began talking about the subject and opinions started to change, the distribution of power in society shifted from being completely patriarchal to being much more evenly spread. And this is an example of how discourses can affect power. In summary, Foucault doesn't see power as set to one group or as something that is determined by structures. Instead, power can change over time, and it is when a discourse becomes dominant that it is accepted as true, so it has the power. Evaluation of post-structuralist views of power. A strength of this perspective is that it has face validity. Unlike other perspectives, which say that power is rooted in one place, post-structuralism says that power can change hands, and this is something we see in our society every day. Similarly, the rise of new media, such as Facebook, supports Foucault's ideas. Facebook allows people to have their voices heard and get people talking about any issue, so anyone can gain power. However, there are several weaknesses of post-structuralism. One is that there isn't necessarily plurality in the new media, so not everyone can create a discourse easily. For example, if Barack Obama, who has almost 12 million followers, made a statement on Twitter, wouldn't that carry more weight and power than somebody with only 50 followers? Therefore, not everyone can create a discourse, as power is already unfairly distributed. Another criticism of Foucault's work is that he fails to give any explanation of why dominant discourses arise. His critics also say the answer to this question is in the structures in society, undermining his whole perspective.